is it that we find ourselves surrounded by such complexity, such elegance?
The genes of you and me, the genes of you and me, we're all made of DNA. We're all made of the same chemical DNA.
I'm your host, Kira Janine, and today on our genetics radio show, DNA Today, I'm with my wonderful guest and friend, Esther Wasserman, who's a fellow genetics major with me. That's how I met her. We're in Diagnostic Genetic Sciences. Quick, shameless plug there.
Woohoo!
She's a camp counselor at a very special camp called the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp. So thanks so much for coming on the show, Esther. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Kira. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
Yes, because we don't do that enough, you know?
Yeah,
we gotta record it.
This is like the next step.
Yes, exactly. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about camp?
So camp is a very special place, the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp, to be specific. It's a camp for children with serious illnesses, and it's in Ashford, Connecticut. It was founded in 1988 by the late Paul Newman. And it's still running today. It's a well-oiled machine. It runs on, it's known for its summer program, but also, as well as for its, fall program and its spring program. And in the fall and the spring, it runs on weekends. And in the summer, it runs, on, week-long sessions, just for the campers, just for the kids, and their siblings at the end of the summer. And it's a great place because, one, the kids go for free, and, two, it's a place for the kids really to find their inner child, especially when, they are dealing with, you know, so many, things that usually a child doesn't have to deal with, like serious illness, and they get to just have fun for a weekend, as Paul Newman said, raise a little hell. So it's awesome.
And for those of you that are hearing Paul Newman are like, ah, that name is familiar. What's Paul Newman known for?
Paul Newman is a man of many, is a jack of all cards, really. He is most known for his acting. A lot of people know him from Cool Hand Luke or from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which is where the name The Hole in the Wall Gang Camp comes from.
Which I thought was interesting. I didn't know that originally, but then when I went to the session learning about camp, I found that out, and I thought that was just a really cool little tidbit about camp.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool. I'd recommend you watch the movie. It's awesome. And it's basically where some of the, you know, first ideas of camp come from, that like these kids have this place where they can just escape to and kind of forget about the world that is outside this hole in the wall. So it's really powerful. So he's known for his acting. He's also known for his Newman's Own Foundation, which is a part of like the Newman's Own like brand labels. Like you see like the delicious salad dressings.
Yes.
And the cereals, and I could list, you know, the food items go on and on.
And I'm sure you have a lot of those items at camp, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we do. We kids love all of the juices, like the lemonade, Mango Tango is a favorite of mine and the kids.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we have a lot of Newman's Own products on camp. We also still have the support of Paul Newman's family, and it's really awesome. So Paul Newman, even though he passed away a few years ago or a little bit more than that, he is still ever present at camp through spirit and through his, you know, his foundation. So it's awesome.
And he's really been able to provide this camp for kids to go to and, as you said, kind of find this little place outside of the stresses that they experience. So what kind of experiences do the kids have outside of camp? Like, what kind of conditions do they have? Why are they chosen for camp?
So our camp sees a lot of different populations, and we're actually, this year we're having a session. It's a family session. It's an extended family weekend for children with rare diseases, which is awesome. But usually during the summer, we have general sessions, which see kids with a variety of different illnesses, which could be sickle cell anemia, hemophilia, mitochondrial disorder, metabolic disorders, PKU, cancer. And when I say cancer, they could be on treatment, they could be a survivor. And other blood disorders, so it ranges in a general session, but we also have sessions just for kids with sickle cell. And we also have a sibling session at the end of the summer, which Kira can speak about.
I'm going to be, which I guess I should have said at the top of the show, I'm going to be a counselor there for a week, a volunteer counselor, and hopefully going to be, Esther's going to be in the same cabin as me. I'll be in her cabin.
We're having our fingers crossed for that.
Yes, yeah, we're guarantees. And I'll be coming for the last week, which is sibling week. So why is sibling week so important to you personally?
So this is where my involvement comes in. So my brother was had cancer when he was 2, and he luckily has been cancer free for a really long time. But camp was a haven for him and for me when we were younger. My brother was a camper for a while, for a really long time actually, and I was a sibling camper for 3 years, which I still can vividly remember my sessions. And so I went to sibling session at the end of the summer. And it's an awesome session where, you know, all the campers there are siblings, and Raise a Little Hell really plays into it, because they, you know, they kind of can really bond and have that attention that may not be as present, just because they're siblings who have illness. Need a lot of attention, but they know that a lot of them do. So it's just a lot of fun. It's a good time, and you're going to have so much fun, Kira.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get involved and just talking and hearing about all of this. I want to go next week.
Yeah.
It's going to have to wait till the end of August. Speaking of that, when does camp start? What's kind of the structure of the summer?
So camp starts in, I believe, mid-June this year. And it runs, well, that's just the summer program starts in mid-June, and it runs until the end of August, so it's sessions 1 to session 8. But camp, of course, doesn't stop there. It's a year-round camp, so after the summer leaves off, it starts fall weekends, which is where the families actually come in. So we have family weekends, which are awesome. So I guess so families get to come in and experience camp alongside their children, and siblings go too, and it's just a lot of fun. And then after that, there's camp reunion weekends, which are a lot of fun and also occur in the late fall, where the campers get to come back who kind of live more locally to camp, and they get to, you know, experience camp in the off season, like when in the fall, and get to have a lot of fun and do all the programs like they did in the summer, except the summer, you know, the pool's not open, of course.
Right.
But then in the spring, we start up again, and we have family weekends. We also have a parent weekend for parents of kids who are attending camp. And it's really awesome. It's actually this weekend, and I'm going to be there, and I'll be working in arts and crafts, and it's a great time for parents to just have fun like their kids have fun at camp, and Raise a Little Hell too, I guess. But so we have a lot of different, we also have family weekends in the spring too, with the whole family. So it's a great year round program.
Awesome. It's not just a summer camp. It really goes beyond that.
Yeah.
So what are some of the cool attractions and activities kids get to do? You say, you know, they raise hell, they have so much fun. What are they having fun with?
So, what's great about camp is that we have so many different program areas. It's really great. Like I kind of think of it like in location, like around camp, because like it's really just like kind of like a rainbow around camp. So we have our horse barn, which is awesome. We have the horses and horse barn staff that help all of our children ride the horses. So we make sure that all of our programs are accessible to our campers. So kids get to ride horses around camp. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of the kids love it. We also have a pool, which is heated, so that our kids that come in who have sickle cell anemia can actually swim in the pool. And then they get to As soon as we take them out of the pool, they go into this little kind of heated gazebo area called the French Fryer, which is really cute. Yeah, and so they get to dry off but also stay heated so that they don't get sick afterwards. So it's really awesome. Some of the kids who come in for that session, it may be their first time in a pool.
Which must just be a cool experience as a counselor just to kind of see them experiencing such a new, novel thing.
Absolutely. It's so the pool staff, because there's program staff that stay at the pool that are lifeguards and also just program counselors, they talk about seeing the kids' faces the first time they get into a pool, and it's just indescribable, really. It's awesome. It's so great that you get to see it. Like, you're their counselor, and you get to see this, like, milestone in their life, and it's awesome. So that's a great program area. We also have our adventure program area, which is awesome. I can't speak enough about it just because it's so empowering for the campers. So we have a climbing wall, so we have a rock wall, but we also have a part of the wall where you could be lifted up the wall with a harness.
So instead of doing the climbing, you can just be lifted up and still experience ascending.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So we don't encourage any specific route because we empower the campers to make their own decision, and they can also opt not to climb the wall or not to do the tower experience, but it's very awesome. So it's called Team Fly if they decide to be lifted up, and they essentially get lifted up by their counselors and maybe some of their fellow cabin mates, but it's awesome. So so campers can go up any which way they choose. They could climb up if they want to, and then they can also opt to come back down, but they usually zip down from the tower, and it's this awesome, really long zip line, and they get to sort of fly a bit, and it's...
And what kid doesn't want to fly? I mean,
that's seriously. Like,
that's a superpower right there.
Yeah, that's an awesome, like, you know, start to your day or end to your day or any part of your day. So it's awesome. So the senior campers get to do that. And also families during family weekends in the fall and spring, they get to experience that. So that's an awesome program area. Also, we have our kind of downtown area where we have, like, a wood shop. We have arts and crafts. We have a cooking zone, which I used to work at last summer, and I love it. It's so awesome. We get to teach the kids how to bake a little bit, but we also get to make it so that each of the things that we bake, we consider all of the kids that come into the cooking zone, all of their food restrictions or their allergies, so that anything that we bake, they can eat within, you know, certain limits. But it's so awesome to see the kids, like, take something like that, like, we're baking, and they can go back home with it, and they can, you know, use it at home and make recipes, and we give them recipes if they want it, and it's super awesome. But I'll keep going with the program areas. Yeah. We have archery, we have a fishing program, because we have our own lake.
Oh, wow.
It's small, or pond. So the kids get to fish off there. They also get to boat if they want to. So we have, like, paddle boats. We have canoes. And also our kind of one of our newest program areas is this thing called X-Pro. It's short for exploration. But it's sort of like it used to be a campsite, a camp, but a family donated this outdoor pizza oven.
Huh.
It's really cool. So the kids get to make their own, like, individualized pizza at this program area and just hang out with their unit and chill. And it's really cool. So yeah, so we have a lot of programs.
Yeah, and a lot of unique programs, like, you know, the pizza. Not a lot of places have a zip line, although that's always something that people love to do. And
yeah.
So really, like, any kind of kid would love to go here just because you guys provide so many different types of activities.
Absolutely.
And kids can really do all the activities no matter what their physical restrictions are and things like that.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's so awesome. It's so fun to even if you're not if you're a volunteer or a counselor, just watching the kids do all of these things, it's so awesome.
Definitely. So, yeah. So kids are having so much fun here. But is it hard for them to leave their families? Because usually they're with their families so much because of their conditions or in the hospital a lot. Is it hard to make that adjustment?
So missing home varies a lot. You could tell that, you know, opening day when the kids come in, like, it's actually a lot of the parents, which is, you know, you can't imagine if you have had a child who you've given your all to and you've seen them through, you know, sickness, and, you know, help them through it all. It's going to be hard. I can speak from my mom's experience. So when my brother first went to camp, he had been cancer free for a few years, but, my brother has epilepsy. So, my mom, we had been to family camps before, but sending my brother off to a camp where he'd be without
someone that she kind of knew directly.
Yeah, exactly. So he would kind of be experiencing something on his own for a week was a foreign concept. It was like, I don't know. These people seem really nice, but like,
will they really take care of my child? Which you guys have so many different staff members and really highly trained people to be able to do that.
Exactly. So we have a medical staff at camp, and they're incredible. They're spectacular. The program staff, the cabin staff were all like very much trained to have to constantly be with the kids. We have coverage. So the kids are super safe. Like we're always counting and we always are monitoring the kids. We're constantly with them. So now being a staff member, thinking of, you know, how much my mom was really kind of, you know, a little bit apprehensive, I can definitely speak to say like any parent who's thinking of sending their kids to camp, like your kids are incredibly safe and well looked after. So it's a lot of that opening day is really kind of the parents
making them feel comfortable and everything.
Yeah, exactly. You know, letting them into camp and letting them see how much fun their kids are going to have. But there are some kids who missed home, and I cater to that. I missed home when I was at camp, even though I was having, like, the time of my life. I definitely shed some tears, but they were well-received by the counselors and were really trained to sort of help kids along with that, bridging that gap from, you know, having that independence at camp, so it's awesome.
It's a good kind of skill for kids to have and to see that they can be somewhat independent. You know, it's assisted independence, but
absolutely
still there. So there are so many great memories made from camp, and kids really come away with a lot of this. What are some of your favorite memories, either as a camper or a counselor? It's probably a big question. You could probably go on for a couple hours.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of asking you to narrow it down to a couple.
Oh, dear. So it's so interesting because I'm speaking as a former camper, but I'm also speaking as a counselor who's been working at camp for the past two summers, which that's a lot of memories, let me tell you. So my first summer, I had, so having senior campers is a big thing as a counselor, and as, you know, anybody who encounters them, because these campers, it could be actually their first summer, but it could be their seventh summer.
And so, about what age are they sometimes if they're senior campers?
They're 14 and 15, okay. Really, but 15 is like your last year at camp. So that's like, you know,
at least camp as a camper, because you can always get involved in other ways.
So once you age out of the summer program, you could think of as like, you know, from 8 to 15, you can participate later in other programs, but that's like your last year in a cabin, like mm-hmm. as a camper. So I had my first year, I had senior campers, one of like the later sessions, and I was like so excited, like, cause you know, you get to go out of your way really that week for the campers, because like they are so into camp. They want to experience everything because it may be their last time to do so in that kind of a manner. So you're basically pulling out all the stops for them that week. So that's what we did that week for our campers. And I had this one camper specifically who now I'm seeing him kind of progress through the later like involvement of camp, but he was so mature, like, such a great person to talk to, like, about, he was so open, and he, you know, essentially helped his fellow campers with their experience through camp. Like, he would wheel one of his fellow campers around, and it was just incredible to hear him talk about his experience and how much it has benefited him. So the end of the week, for all of our campers, we have, like, awards. So we have cabin awards where, like, us as cabin counselors and volunteers and program staff who have worked with these kids, like, we give them these awards that are specific to their week, and they're kind of personalized, like, you know, cabin sweetheart, or, you know, the cabin superstar, but, like, we'll personalize it, of course, because, like, it's tailored to them. So the last night, very emotional for senior campers. They had already kind of, you know, sung their last, because we have a very special song at camp called Stars in the Sky, and they kind of sung their last Stars in the Sky, and we were about to kind of, we gave them their awards, and we were about to put them, you know, to bed, and they turned around and said, "Oh, but we have awards for you." And we were like, "What? That doesn't happen. Like, that's awesome. Like, what? You have awards for us?" And they went around and they talked individually about us. And it was so cool that they kind of took that and they empowered themselves to give thanks.
And just shows their maturity, especially as they're leaving senior campers, that, you know, they start out as little kids kind of running around, but they get to a point where they are actually kind of turning around on you and giving you awards and seeing and valuing all that you've had to offer them.
Yeah, and then that one camper who, so we were so surprised by that, taken aback, and then we went into the other room, so we let them go to sleep, but that one camper that I was talking about, he came out and he was crying, and he said to us, we were all, like, about to, like, you know, be like, "Oh my God, like, what's, you know, what's wrong?" And he turned around and he said, "I cried less in the hospital." And that was that, we all lost it. We were all, wow, just like, how lucky are we to have had a camper who took camp to its fullest and was so thankful and now wanted to give back. So, like, now he's definitely giving back. He went through the Hero's Journey program, which is a wilderness program that's offered by camp for kids who have surpassed the age of 15. And now he's I believe he's applying for the Leader in Training program, which is another program for campers who have aged out, who are past the age of 15 and would like to come back to camp in a leader in training sort of position. So I'm very hopeful that I'll see him again this summer, but he gave me one of my best memories. So
he's and great. That's just one camper of many that lives have been so impacted by this camp.
Exactly.
So now that you've sold it to our listeners, they want to volunteer. How can they get involved? What kind of positions does camp offer?
So anybody who you know, wishes to work with people in the long run or to work with children in the long run or has an interest in medicine and is driven by interactions with others, this is the place to get an awesome experience that you will never forget about. So there are different ways to get involved. You can volunteer, which Kira is doing.
Yes.
And that's awesome. You can volunteer for a weekend in the fall or the spring because we're so close to camp. That's super easy to do.
Especially if you go to UConn. It's only like 15 minutes away, I think you said?
Yeah, so camp is 15 minutes away down Route 44.
And even if you don't have a ride, I'm sure someone, you know,
yeah,
like Esther is going from UConn there, so I'm sure if you don't have a car, you could still work it out.
Yeah, so camp is willing to get you to work things out with you, but we're so close that it's so easy to get a ride and to just get there in 15 minutes. So you can apply to volunteer for a weekend, which actually the application comes out May 1st. So consider it. It's on Hole in the Wall's website. So just Google the Hole in the Wall Gang Camp.
And yep. And I'll put that on the show notes on the website too, all the links we mentioned.
Sweet. Awesome. So Kira will have you covered. So if after May 1st you feel like that'd be something you'd want to do, you could definitely apply for that. Also, so if you want to apply for the summer program, which I've spoken a lot about, that application process starts in January, so you have to wait till January, but fully worth it. So
and it's a fun application process because one of the things you get to do is kind of draw a picture. They give you a couple symbols and you have to incorporate it into a picture, so it's not just, you know, filling out a bunch of boring information. Of course there's a little bit of that, but totally worth it. That's just the beginning, right?
Yeah, it's just the beginning. So if you apply to volunteer for the summer, you'll if you get accepted, you'll get to volunteer for a session, which is a great 7 days, again, that you'll never forget. But if you're like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing next summer, if you're thinking about next summer yet, and like you really just want a job that you'll get so much, it's so rewarding. And working with kids, you love working with kids, you can apply to be full summer staff, which this is going to be my third summer on full summer. And it's beautiful. It's something that you'd want to return to for years to come. That application process also starts in January, and it's on the same website, but it's just a different application. And that's an awesome commitment. If you can make that kind of a commitment, definitely try to go for it. So yeah, so there's a lot of ways to get involved. So just if you're interested, go on our website and see what you can do.
And there's some awesome videos on there, especially on the YouTube channel, which I'll include in the show notes, just to kind of give you more of a visual aspect of camp and all that. So I'd like to end with how camp has influenced your academic studies, career goals, kind of tie it back to the students.
So I share a program with Kira. So we share the Diagnostic Genetic Sciences program.
Best program on campus.
Yeah. and it's awesome. And it's definitely been, this is where my aspirations have progressed, but of course I've wanted to be involved in some part of the medical field since my brother's diagnosis. I've been in the hospital for almost all of my life with him, and now I've kind of centered on, I want to be a genetic counselor because all of the kids I've worked at camp, they have some sort of underlying genetic cause to their disorder, whether it be sickle cell, anemia, hemophilia, cancer, you name it, so it has to do with genetics. So I found that I love learning about genetics, and I'd love to definitely be a part of people's lives who are living with genetic disorders. So that's how camps played into sort of my decision-making and my career aspirations, and I am forever in debt to my experience at camp, so, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing just a little bit about camp, and people can learn more on holeinthewallgangcamp.org,
yes. I think?
Okay, yeah, and that will be on the website, so thank you again so much, really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Kara, and I can't wait to share this experience with you this summer.
Yes, it's going to be awesome, and hopefully we can do a little recap when the semester kicks off, just kind of saying how the summer went.
Absolutely.
Definitely be good to share. So you can go to dnapodcast.com for more information, as well as all the information we mentioned on the show today. I'll have links in there. Twitter at dnapodcast, so thanks for listening. Join me next week, again Monday, 11:30 a.m., to learn and discover new advances in the world of genetics.